I've thought a lot, and I've thought for a long time about things that I really love about Ann Arbor. I find myself saying over and over, I love Ann Arbor, and I'm thinking I should have one of those stickers like, you know, they have, I love New York, I love Ann Arbor. And among the things I really love about this, and particularly in the Jewish world, I love the whole general place, but particularly in the Jewish world, is that we have so many opportunities now for learning and for being involved in things, many more than we had when I first moved here. Mm-hmm. And I imagine that's the same for you, right? There's organizations.
When you compare where we were before on Hill Street to where we are now, where we built our own synagogue here, and then even bought the building next door, which is where we are now.
We're in that building next door.
So we were crunched in there, and it was adequate. But then it turned out that the more and more people were coming to town, and we needed to expand. And it turned out that maybe you remember this, I'm not sure, that our congregation had a conservative rabbi, the one who helped me convert. He was part of the conservative movement.
This is Rabbi White you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and he wanted to be sure that our temple was part of the conservative movement. I don't know if we had signed up for that yet. I'm not sure. But anyway, there were a number of people. I would say maybe one third of our congregation did not want to do that. They wanted something else. So they decided to split off. And they formed their own congregation, which is now Reform.
And that's Temple Beth Emmett.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes. And so we stayed with the conservative movement then, and as we moved here, we are still a conservative congregation, but much, much larger. And as you said, there are many, many more opportunities. You have such a choice of almost every day of the week as to what you would want to do to enrich your experience.
Yeah.
And so it's wonderful for the children, too, of course. There are a lot of different things they can do now that they could never do at that smaller place where
right.
we were.
Yeah. One of the things that I've come to especially appreciate is my own comfort level in a lot of different Jewish venues in this city. And it struck me, several years ago, that I love being at Beth Israel. That's probably my most comfortable place physically, and also knowing the services and knowing a lot of people. But 10 years ago now, I began to sing with the Temple Beth Emmett Choir. That's the Reform Choir. I had heard them sing. You've heard them, right?
Yes.
Perform? I had heard them sing and seen them several years ago, and when I watched them, I thought, they're all having such a great time. I would really love to sing with that group. So I went up to Annie Rose, the director, the cantor, and I said, Annie, what would it take to sing with your group? And she said, just come. Mm-hmm. I said, what, no audition, no nothing? She said, no, just come. Mm-hmm. So I did. And it has been just fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I marvel at the fact that I can be comfortable here. I'm very comfortable there. There's wonderful people. It's an 80-member choir. And then I also like to learn more things about being Jewish. And so I study with a group. I've been doing this for many years with Esther Goldstein. And she is the rabbi's wife of the Chabad organization, congregation. And that's been great. And then I also realized there's other buildings in Ann Arbor, that a Jewish building, I was thinking. So the JCC, the Jewish Community Center, there's a lot of stuff going on there, and I go there for exercise. And I'm always amazed at the programs they have, and I thought, gosh, I really like being here, too. And then I thought, that's wonderful to have spaces where I feel comfortable. It's not only one place. And I think that's quite different than it would be if I were living in another city. It's hard to belong to two or three congregations. Oh, I didn't mention that the Orthodox Minyan, which meets at Hillel, That's also special in our family. My kids liked going there, and my husband prefers davening there, so he goes there for that. I come to Beth Israel. And there used to be this saying that the family that prays together stays together. Do you remember that expression? Mm-hmm. I say, in our case, the family that doesn't pray together stays together. I joke about it. But
they also, over at Hillel, they have cultural school.
Oh, the cultural
school.
They used to meet there, yeah.
Cultural
and now they're
group,
at the
and
now
and
they're
then
at
there
the
are maybe one or two other ones that meet there who do not have a separate building, mm-hmm. and their groups probably are small enough so that they don't need maybe a big building like we need.
Right.
But we have, I would say, almost the gamut of a religious experience here. Whatever you want to join, you join.
Yeah. Right, it's really nice. One of the questions that I came across as I was looking through some questions and thinking about them was, what does it mean to be a Jew in Ann Arbor? I don't know where I stumbled. Maybe I made that up. I don't know. But what does it mean to be Jewish in Ann Arbor? My answer was lucky. Just feel really lucky to be Jewish in Ann Arbor because it's a very accepting place. We have so many different kinds of people. Have you had any thoughts like that about being Jewish in Ann Arbor?
I think that if you're, I would say, have traveled enough and have seen lots and lots of places, I think that Ann Arbor could suit you, whether you were one religion or another. I think that most people are very, very tolerant of someone else's religion.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, sometimes they even want to know about it and they ask you about it. And I've even had a friend of mine say, Ruth, this has been a bad day for me. Say a Jewish prayer for me.
I
said, okay, I'll try,
And
she's not Jewish. So it was... I think Ann Arbor has so much going for it, so much activity, so many different kinds of things to do and listen to and activities to be part of.
Have you found
it's almost too many things?